Okay. Why don't we all get in a circle, and since Susie's in a wheelchair, she can sit, and she can still touch the person on her right and left. Let's get in the middle here. We can just stand unless if you feel like it'd be too tiring to stand, you can bring a chair. Okay, try to make it male-female as much as possible. Yeah, I want a hot chick between me and Adam here.
Rochambeau.
Every other one.
Did we make
okay.
it?
Okay.
Lori.
Okay, we got like four guys together here. We need a female lawyer somewhere.
Too much maleness here.
Well, I think that like
this. Okay, well, hold hands in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we can just touch feet.
That's a good idea. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to concentrate on raising our energies up so we can touch the spirit as much as possible, because that's when the miracles happen, is when you put all the consciousness of regular existence out of the way and go to the pure world of spirit. And then when that happens, anything can happen, because that's where all creation begins. And in the pure world of spirit, it knows exactly what makes a perfect physical body, perfect physical Natalie, or perfect physical Adam, or anyone else. Okay, follow me. First of all, we'll start with an om. It helps to understand what the power of the om does. Is the power of the om is actually a destroying power. It destroys everything that isn't essential to the spirit. Okay, so it takes away everything that, you could say it takes away all the static that interferes with communication with the spirit. And as you say this, you will feel uplifted. Already Larry Woods is about ready to ascend. I think his body, I swear, his feet was off the floor a minute ago. Okay. Visualize a point of light in the middle of the circle. Now visualize a second point of light in heaven. And now visualize a thread of light between the two. And now through the first point of light comes an angelic being, coming down and writing this line of light down to the second point, materializing in front of us. And this being is likened unto the Son of God. And he comes up to you. He touches you on the head and smiles. And from the look in his eyes, you can see that he's communicating with you that all things are possible. And he's communicating to you that he's going to expand your consciousness and take you where you've never been before. You feel us as a group suddenly rise right through the roof of this building. We're floating above the building, still holding hands, and he is in the middle. And it's like we're just almost weightless. Feels really good. And now he tells us, he communicates to us. He's going to show us things we've never seen. He lifts us above the earth, and we feel ourselves rise. We look down, we see the city of Boise. And we go up higher and higher until we see the earth below us. We see America. You can see Florida. You can see the Hawaiian Islands. And now you're higher until the earth is just a ball. And you see the moon. And you look the other way, you see the sun shining. You look at it, and it doesn't hurt your eyes. It feels warm and nice and vibrant. And you can sense a powerful living force there. But this being says, I'm going to take you farther. And he takes us. And the sun begins to recede in the background. It recedes, it gets smaller. We can't even see the earth anymore, just the sun. And the earth, the sun is just a pinpoint of light now. We're so far away from it. And we begin to pass other suns. And other suns. And our speed is accelerating faster. We're passing thousands of suns. Until we get beyond. And now we look back and we see a spiral galaxy. And in that galaxy, one of those billions of stars was our sun. And that galaxy was our home. And this being says he's going to take us farther. And he takes us. And we accelerate farther. And the galaxy, which looked very large now, is looking smaller and smaller until it's just a pinpoint of light. And we look around and there's millions of other galaxies. Millions of them. He takes us by them one by one. They pass us by. Like on Star Trek, where they go into accelerated drive, they pass all kinds of stars. Well, these aren't stars, they're whole galaxies we're passing by to the edge of the universe. And we continue. We're not sure where he's taking us, but it's interesting. And all these galaxies with billions of stars in each one are passing by like little points of light until we finally reach the end of the universe. And he takes us beyond the universe. And we look back. And we see a ball of light, shaped a little like an egg. When we see the universe as it's shaped in the visible and invisible matter, it's shaped like a giant egg. Filled with light. But the being takes us farther. Takes us farther away, and the universe becomes smaller and smaller and smaller, and the universe is everything there is. But it's becoming smaller. Finally, it's the size of a star, of a bright star. And we're going farther away. Now it's a faint star, and we're going farther away, Now we can't see it at all. We look, and there's only blackness. And we ask the angel, why did you take us here? There's nothing here. And he turns and looks at us and he says, there's everything here. From divine space, everything is created. This is pure awareness. Bask in this awareness before you return home. And in this awareness, you find everything. You find perfection. From this awareness, the universe was created. You were created. The atom was created. Everything was created. Contemplate at this point that seems to be nothingness, how it is really everything. Contemplate for a moment.